Hello, everyone, and welcome to the LFC Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me, as always, the amazing Melissa Denny. How are you doing, Melissa?
I am good. This is a lot of podcasts in 2 days. Well, for me, at least. For you, this is nothing. But, you know, 3 podcasts in 2 days. I feel like that's a record for me.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Melissa Monday and Melissa Moose Day.
We'll workshop that.
Also with me is Brent Walgema. How you doing, Brent?
Hey, Taryn. How you doing? Nice to talk about Big Brother again. It's so exciting. I can't believe all the stuff that's been happening. Yeah, not really.
Yeah. You know, a week ago, we were excited, but we'll talk about that.
I'm still excited, but I'm less excited than I was.
Yeah, yeah. We have been live every Monday, and by that, we mean last Monday and this Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern to argue about what's been happening on the feeds. We have the chat room open on robhasawebsite.com. You can send questions in to me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn, if you so desire.
Although we are live on Tuesdays, though, honey.
Yeah, whatever. Mondays, Tuesdays.
I love that you repeated it, though, because you said it and then you said it again. And I'm like, oh, am I wrong? It's today Monday? Because, you know, I sleep like crazy. And I'm like, oh, no, honey, it's Tuesday. Come on. Go ahead. Sorry, I digress. Look,
this should have been Monday because those Mondays on Big Brother should never have existed.
We're supposed to be Roundtable Mondays.
Yeah, they will be Roundtable Mondays again in the future, I imagine. They had to interrupt us with their terrible Monday episodes first.
Good.
So, yeah, look, I have trouble with M words, apparently. Jeez. Okay, so as I was saying, a week ago, we were enjoying the season. We were saying, how do we feel about Big Brother Celebrity? We're liking it. We're excited. I even asked the question, are we worried about the quitters? And we were like, nah, we're probably good. We're probably okay here. What do you guys think now? How do you feel about the season as a whole a week later? Brent, let's start with you.
I am disappointed, and I don't know why I am, because I should have expected this. I mean, we all knew from the very beginning that Meta was a likely quit. I mean, he was trying. I think there were times where he was even outside the Big Brother compound. They brought him back in because they had already had one quitter and they didn't want to have another. So maybe we should have expected this. But having said that, we were so close to the end, and I don't understand these celebrities who are, they just have no stick-to-itiveness to want to, you know, go with something. It's only 5 more days or 6 more days and you are a likely final 2 person. I mean, how can you not want to stay in the game? Your wife is like 10 feet away. She's right outside the door, honey. She's not going anywhere. The producers can call her on the phone. Why do you have to do this? And then on top of that, I'm going to make a confession right now. Okay. Brent was casinoing last night. Okay. As I do on Mondays, because there's free play at the casino. And so I did not watch this live. And then I accidentally got spoiled on Twitter that Meta wanted to quit, and then the house voted him out because of that. And so, you know what? I didn't watch the episode last night. So I'm coming on tonight to discuss things. Now, I've watched the live feeds. I've watched all of that. But I didn't watch the episode last night because I didn't care. And then I didn't watch Rob's show last night because I didn't care. Because honestly, I don't care. And that's why I had to ask
Melissa. That was my shining performance.
I know, right? That's why I had to ask Melissa before the show. I'm like, were you on the show last night? Oh, cool. Very cool. And it's fine. I've heard Rob said on Twitter that, you know, good, the quitters are gone. The real people can play. And I suppose that's true. But then again, we were promised so much, and it felt like the show was going with us. And now the show is just like, it's like Lucy with the football. They just want to yank it back. And I know there's some things outside of their control, but I feel like if they would have let Meta quit earlier when he really wanted to and you felt like he was going to, then I feel like that we wouldn't have felt like we were ready to be upon something really huge and fantastic. It's just so disappointing that this happened twice in a row on their big Monday shows when we thought that there was going to be great stuff happening. Instead, it was a big flop. There, rant done.
Yes, Melissa, how are you feeling about this season so far?
I'm really liking the season. I mean, I feel like this is one of the few seasons I've had where I've liked everyone in that and way of watching, where I'm not really rooting for anyone in particular. I find myself rooting for different people each day. So I feel like it's fun for me to not be so invested in one person or a, one small group of people. And instead, I can just enjoy it for the strategy that's going on, because I do feel like there's a lot of really good strategy. And I'm very impressed with the strategy that's, you know, been taking place. And I'm, while I'm disappointed that there were quits, I'm kind of the mindset that good riddance, let's keep going. Because you know what? Like, I was all set for Ross to go out. And I was like, all right, cool. Ross is going out and now we can continue. But you know what? Ross is trying. Ross is really working hard. I mean, I've been watching him and he's putting in the work to stay. He's like the only one who's constantly talking strategy. And maybe while that might be exhausting, it's fun for an outsider to watch. And, you know, I like the fact that he's stuck on Mark being like, okay, like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing, when nobody else was even talking to him. And so I think that Ross deserves to be there more than Meta. So if Meta has to quit and leave, well, good riddance. Let's keep people around. I mean, imagine a Meta win who he doesn't know the game. He doesn't care about it. He wanted to be out since day one. So I'm glad that someone who actually cares about the game is going to win instead of Meta or Keisha.
I will say that I do love the fact that the producers, their big twist with this veto was a big old flop. I just want you all to know that your twist is a flop. The veto worked out as the veto was always going to work out. So nothing happened.
I feel like James right now. I have to choose between Omarosa and Ross. I got to go with Brent here. I'm very disappointed in this Monday episode. I don't know which one is, I guess Brent would be Ross. I don't know. Melissa was advocating for us, but this is a very disappointing outcome here. I think that, you know, we've been watching this season. There's been moments of enjoyment, but I think a lot of those moments of enjoyment have been, we can't wait until how crazy and exciting this Monday episode is going to be. And then it wasn't. And it was like, okay, well, the next one will be all right, because we had to sit through a long and kind of boring Shannon eviction. That was a bit drawn out because didn't have a chance to blindside her. And then it was like, okay, but now this is a crazy eviction cycle. Now we got this new Monday episode. Everything's going to be great. That was cut short. And now, you know, it's like when you don't have many weeks, if you lose two opportunities, those are two of the only opportunities you have to create good television. And so the show especially, I feel like, has suffered. At least we got, you know, 3 good days of feeds out of it. But the show, poor show. Poor show.
Yeah, the feeds have been great. The feeds have been great. And, you know, it's really disappointing that Omarosa, you know, rises to power out of the ashes. She's the only one nobody wants to win. She gets HOH. She's going to split up this foursome. And they're all still there.
Yeah. So I also agree. I feel like it's just so obvious that the move here was to let Meta quit on his own and to let Keisha quit on her own. Like, I understand, and I said this on the update this morning, but like, I understand that, I guess, with a normal cast, this is the system that works, that you don't pay them if they walk out. But with these celebrities, if the celebrities are going to be like, well, if I don't get paid, then I'm going to force my fellow people who are honor bound to do it because they have an image to uphold, and waste a whole eviction and waste a whole episode, then that's much worse TV than seeing somebody walk out and then having to change around your precious schedule. I just feel like that was the clear move here. And hopefully if they do another season, they'll implement it.
Okay, so what happened last night? Why was she willing to put him on the block? Okay, and why did they vote him out? Because, I mean, from what I'm hearing, he just wanted to go home. Like, he always does want to go. And I know he was working. I watched the feed yesterday, or day before yesterday. He was working Omarosa to say, you know, I'll make a deal with the rest of the house, blah, 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 blah. But of course, that was a terrible deal and no one was ever going to go for that. That they would never save Omarosa if they voted up Meta. Why did she put him on the block once Ross won the veto? And then why did everybody feel honor bound to vote him out? It's not like he was giving a tearful, heartfelt speech about, you know, family, was he? Is that's not what happened, right?
No, it's because Omarosa recognized that this whole week she had basically been saying she's for the women and that it's not about she's trying to betray their alliance or anything. She's just trying to get Ross out because he's not a woman or whatever. And so she was still acting like she was part of this women's alliance and that she wants a woman to win. And then say Ross takes himself off the block, okay? And she puts up Marissa, which is was going to be her next target. Then Ross takes Marissa off the block, and then she puts up Ari or whoever. And it ends up being, I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but my impression of it was that she was going to put Marissa. She knew Marissa was going to come off. Then she has to put someone else up. It could have been Mark or James or Ari, and she gets everybody pissed off at her. So I feel like it makes sense that she didn't do it.
I'll disagree with that. I think that based on what we saw in the feeds beforehand, Omarosa, if Ross came down, Omarosa was probably going to put up Mark. And then if Ross vetoed Mark, then she was going to go, screw it. Sorry, James, you're done. And that's what she should have done. Yes. That would have been much, much better for her game. But apparently, I don't know how true this is. Maybe we'll see it on.
Tell me the tea. Episode. I want to hear it.
But apparently Meta was like really upset. He was screaming at Omarosa, like, you have to let me go. Just like it, to the point where it's like, this seems beyond the game. We have to just kind of let this guy, you know, do what he wants.
That is unbelievable. I was talking earlier on Twitter and with Melissa about the fact that, you know, obviously they must have some sort of clauses in effect where they can't quit. Actually, I think that's working against us now.
Exactly.
I mean, like, just if you don't have those in there, then just let him quit. And then we have a regular game and Omarosa can still get somebody out. Having said that, her HOH and all of that work she put in to try to win that was effectively neutered. And I'm really pissed about it because she had a real, like, as the game as it stood, we were so excited about, and I know it didn't last, and she wanted to go back to the women, but there was this new final four of James and Mark and Meta and Omarosa, and you're thinking, holy shit, this is like right out of my fan fiction. Like, this is exactly what I wanted to happen. And then it just all blew up to smithereens.
Yeah, like, honestly, I feel like they even should have called an audible and just been like, okay, Meta, you can walk out. We'll still pay you. We're going to go through with this eviction because we need an episode.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you. Oh, but Big Brother producers can't come on their own. Oh, God.
I think they were trying to solve the problem, but instead just opened up another problem, which is that, people are getting voted out, but it's the most boring type of being voted out ever.
Yeah. There's no satisfaction whatsoever. No satisfaction.
I don't want people to be happy about leaving.
Exactly. Thank you.
I want people to be really upset when they get voted out.
Yeah, I honestly could not believe my eyes. I could not believe it was happening again after like getting my hopes up. It was just so ridiculous. And then I feel like the one of the huge reasons that the people are like really starting to turn around on the season is like it was kind of a 1-2 punch as well, because the Meta thing happens and then we find out the final five is going to the finale and the final HOH competition will be played, which is a very vague sentence. And I think a lot of people are worried about what this means and what the ending of this season is going to look like, because if it's what it sounds like, that sounds terrible to me.
Yeah. And we were talking on this show, or I was talking with Rob on a show about the fact that maybe they could do an eviction on Wednesday. You know, they could make it work, but instead they're not going to do anything until Friday. And then they're just going to eliminate like 10 people at the same time. I mean, that's basically what's going to happen. So, I mean, you have an amazing show and you just want to shoot yourself in the foot. Taryn, they don't care. I really think they don't care. They're getting great ratings or good enough ratings to, justify bringing it back if they wanted to, maybe with a few tweaks the next time. They can't help themselves. I think it was a friend of the podcast, Alex Kidwell, who said on Twitter that, you know, you have a great car and all of a sudden you want to put square tires on the car instead of using the round ones that you have. The round ones are getting you places with a great show, but instead you want to put square tires on the car. God, I'm pissed off. Sorry. Moving on.
I really think they could stand to add another like half week or a week in order to like get it. Whittle it down more before the finale. I just feel like going to the finale with five people, it's just too much.
Yeah, I don't think it's a matter of time, because they've had plenty of time to whittle it down. I think it really is just like they want to avoid the like Maslow army or something, whoever it is, being like, oh, this, my person is gone, I'm not watching anymore. So the more people they have in the finale episode means the more viewership they theoretically keep until the finale, which I think is kind of dumb in the first place.
It's stupid. Yes. They should have done another double eviction. I don't see why they didn't just do two double evictions, especially when people are quitting. Mm-hmm. And you know, they should have done more than one double eviction.
They should have done a double eviction the week that Shannon went home, because people mm-hmm. love double evictions. I mean, like, I would have been Julie's like, okay, guess what? We're going to surprise them with a double eviction right away. Make sure you tune in on Friday. But no, we'd rather go to the end with like 20 people and say, oh, you're the HOH. Who do you want to go to the end with? Okay, cool.
Yeah, if this season had two Monday episodes where people hadn't quit, and then two double evictions on the 2 hour Friday episodes, it would have been astoundingly amazing.
A 2 hour episode is the perfect time to do a double eviction. Like, why make these boring Friday episodes when they could have a double eviction? It's mm-hmm. enough time. I don't know.
Yes. So they're going into the final episode with five people. My hopes are that their plan is to just tape some evictions that happen in the days leading up to the finale and then air those evictions really quickly on the finale in order to whittle it down to three. Obviously, the fear is that some people are worried about, you know, it's a final five. Whoever wins HOH chooses who comes to the final two with them, which I just think is again, like one of the worst ideas I've ever heard in Big Brother. And I've heard a lot of bad ones. Do you guys have any theories, any ideas, Brent?
I'm hoping that they don't cross that bridge. I'm hoping they realize that's a really terrible idea and why would we want to do that? But having said that, they're thinking it's a celebrity edition. Nobody cares. They know that we do things with celebrities. And so maybe we can get away with this. I'm hoping that whoever is in charge and making these calls, that they're not going to do that, because I just think that would be beyond the pale for them at this point. I think there are other ways to go. You know, if you want to just get down to final five and say, you know what, like it's old school. Veto's out of play. There's no more veto. HOH puts up two nominees and we vote. HOH puts up two nominees and we vote. I mean, that's fine. I'm cool with that, as long as everybody knows going in. This, you know, advance to the final two and don't pass go thing, that I'm not here for that.
Yeah. Melissa, do you have any ideas?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm really hoping that Saturday's episode is not a recap. I'm really hoping. Like, yeah. I mean, there's not enough to recap.
I think I spoke too soon when I said the final five HOH takes to somebody to final two is the worst idea I've heard, because I think if the Saturday episode is a recap of a 2 week season, that is probably the low point of the entire series Big Brother.
For sure.
And we have to get Matt Hoffman.
Include OTT.
Yeah, we have to get Matt Hoffman. He could just swear on the podcast for an hour if that's what happens.
I already hate the recaps, period. And then put it on this short of a season where we literally just saw everything happen. I can't. I'm not going to watch. No offense.
Yeah. And just like it's like this idea that the potentially the final five HOH winner takes somebody down to the final two. They just choose somebody. It's the equivalent of winning three straight immunities from final five to final two, which, by the way, has only ever been done three times in the history of Big Brother. You're giving them that much power for one HOH. And that is just absurd to me. It is way too much power. It is not exciting to watch. I really hope they don't do this. Mm-hmm. I hope they have some other plan, but everything else seems clunky, which it really worries me.
Now, where are you getting that from? That you think it's going to be the final, an HOH, and you just pick who you want to go to the final two?
Well, I mean, that's one of the theories floating out there. Like, there's certainly other theories, and it's just like that seems to be the one that makes the most potential sense. unfortunately. Hopefully they have something else that'll work out, and they'll get it down in the right way. Because I also think not only is it a format that is bad for television, but it also makes it much more likely that we just get like two of the worst players of the final five into the final two. And it's just please don't do this, Big Brother. Is there any hope left in this season? Okay, do we think that things can turn around? We had some disappointing outcomes, but it's still been a good season. The feeds have been good too. Do we think that the show can end on a high note?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I mean, we have a lot of strong players left. I mean, now that Meta's not there, pretty much everyone's a strong player. And while Mark hasn't really had a lot of time to prove that yet, or even hasn't really needed to prove that, I think that the way he's thinking about the game and the way he's been talking to James about the game and what he wants to do, I do think he is a strong player, and I think he's an intelligent player. So, you know, it could be really exciting in the home stretch. This is one of the few seasons we've had where everyone remaining is a pretty good player, and we've gotten rid of all the weak players.
And everybody who's remaining,
poor Shannon, but
right,
you know.
Everybody remaining is playing to win. That's the other thing is that
which is huge, apparently.
Right. Exactly, I know, right? Who would have thought we have people who are actually playing to win, Melissa? I can't.
This is like one of the fewest times. I mean, like, I can't even remember the last time that everyone remaining, when we had this many players left, wanted to win.
Which is why it would be so disappointing if it's just like all of a sudden the game is cut short, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
We spent all of our time getting rid of the quitters and the people that didn't want to be there. And now that we have all the good people, you know, whoop, it's over. Andrew in the chat says, Saturday's episode will be a compilation of all of Omarosa's White House stories.
I absolutely would believe that. Totally, they're gonna incredible. If it's a Saturday recap, they're gonna have a whole montage of Omarosa, and they're gonna be like, and here is the stuff about Trump you didn't see, and then they'll have another montage, and it's just gonna, oh boy, a ratings bonanza.
I don't want to forget something that I wanted to go on about, so I'm gonna bring this up right now. I'm jumping ahead a little bit into the feeds, but as we all know, Marissa has been going on about the fact that I don't want to let Omarosa get to the end, because then America would look bad at us, and what would America think about us? And then there are other people that are, you know, cognizant of that. I think even James and Mark were talking about Omarosa getting to the end, or, you know, maybe even nominating her this round, but they're like, yeah, but that really doesn't make sense from a game perspective. America's just going to have to deal with it, which is the right way to think about it. I can't believe that we have more people on a show like Marissa who are worried about what does America think about my move and how does that impact me? I mean, I realize they're celebrities, but God, you've played so hard for so fast for so long, and now all of a sudden you're worried about Omarosa. You were willing to work with her like, what, 7 days ago? You were, you know, you're totally willing to keep her in the house. Ross had power then, and you were willing to target Keisha over Omarosa to keep Omarosa in the house. I mean, it's so fly by night, and yeah, at least be believable when you're talking about whether or not you think this is a good idea for your image or not, Marissa, because right now I'm not buying it.
Also, I don't think it would be shameful at all for Omarosa to win. I think she's playing a great game, and I would be happy to have her as a winner for Big
Brother. I know, right? I guess like, amazing night. Yeah.
I don't see it. I mean, obviously, like, my opinion of her has changed a little bit after seeing her in the house, which is probably her intention. But, you know, she's playing a good game, and, you know, we've had way worse winners.
Yeah, it's weird too, because it's like the fan in Marissa that has this really strange view of Big Brother that is totally alien to any viewer of Big Brother, which is that it's not a game. She's looking at it like it's best friends playtime, and yes. Send people home that want to go home, and do what America wants. And it's like, you are a fan of the show. You watch the show. Why do you have this perception that you think that this is what people want? I mean, maybe it's easy to fall into that trap once you're in the house, but you'd think of all people, Marissa would know better.
I also don't like how she said that the people who are watching the live feeds or that are fans of the show are 16-year-olds, because that was mean.
Right. And I also don't like, Melissa, how the fact that they voted for the VIP veto, and now she's like, well, see, America wanted to save us. That's why they did that. They were looking out for us, Melissa.
I know. That was very frustrating, because I always hate when they do that. And I was thinking to myself, like, she should know that you never should assume that America likes you, because the second you assume that America likes you, they actually hate you.
Exactly.
The problem is that she said on the feeds that she never watched the feeds. She just watched the show. So I feel like it makes a lot more sense that she doesn't really know what it is to be a fan of the show. And, you know, I will say, though, that she gets a lot of hate, and I don't agree with it. I still really like her, and I think she's funny and fun, and her voice isn't grating to me or whatever people like to say. You know, so I don't think I mean, in comparison to the past seasons where people have been hated, like she is, I think we need to put it into perspective that her and Ross are not nearly on par with those last season or the season before or whatever that were so terrible. And I like that they're playing and I like how strategic they are. And I, you know, I'm a fan of theirs. So I'm a fan of everybody's who's still left, surprisingly, which is like never the case for me. So
I'm a fan of Marissa, but I think she talks too much and she just doesn't know when to shut up. And I realize that that is a quality that I also possess. Okay. But at least I'm aware of it. She seems to be totally unaware of it in the house. And I think she even went into the house saying, you know I talk too much and I can annoy people. And then she goes in there and does the exact same thing. And then like this thing happened. I even tweeted about it where like she started to talk to the camera and then the camera like literally moved away from her. And then she was like offended by it. She's like, goes to another camera so that she can talk. I'm like, that's called a hint. Take the hint, honey. You're talking too much. That's why her voice tone doesn't annoy me. It's the fact that she's using it all the time that is.
Her saying, and you missed this, Brent, because you didn't watch the episode, but her saying after they sent Meta home, guys, we just did something really, really awesome and really cool. I don't remember the exact quote now. It's like turning into a meme now. Like people were so annoyed about her saying that. Danielle Mercy in the chat says delusional like Chrissy, and I think that's a very good comparison. I think Marissa is definitely the Chrissy of the cast. But I also take Melissa's point. I think that you know these are not like that was the classiest and most awesome thing we could have done is what she said. God, that was so annoying. This is not like, you know, this is not like Paul or people like bullying people or getting into physical altercations. These are like annoying, good, annoying, villainous Big Brother players. And Ross and Marissa are the villains of the season. And that's fun. Omarosa is also a villain, but like in some way, she's also the underdog. So it makes her not villainous.
I feel like Omarosa is the anti-hero and Ross Marissa are the villains of the show because they're like the friendship.
They're like the wacky villains.
Yeah.
They very much are like the friendship. Because it's like Ross is like, you know, is like pretending to be like all friendly like Marissa is. But really he's just like slitting throats left and right. And then Marissa is just like, yes, Ross, even though I never want to betray anyone, I will do what you say. And it's just like this weird dynamic and they're interesting villains for sure.
This is like, we can like do this every round table. Like for the first 30 minutes is like potpourri time where we just talk about shit we want to talk about. Did you see Shannon on the talk today where they were like, you know, now that you've seen more of the episodes, would you vote for Ross and Marissa? And she's like, absolutely not. Like even more so now, I would not vote for them. And I'm like, so you, like she's a total bitter juror. Like she wanted people to play the game. She played the game hard. And now that they're playing the game hard, she doesn't want to vote for him. So, I mean, maybe she's playing us. Maybe she's like, she'll get to the end and actually vote. But I don't think so. I think she's actually pissed. And I don't think she's going to vote for either one of them.
Yes, that was a bullet point on my list. I think this is something, I mean, like I heard that and I was not surprised at all because that's what I was saying the entire time Ross was like getting her out of the house. I was like, he is handling this very poorly. She is going to go home and see what see everything he's saying about her behind her back. Mm-hmm. And she's not going to be pleased about it. And I think her exact quote was I haven't changed my mind about not voting for Ross. In fact, I even more so don't want to vote for Ross after seeing everything he said about me behind my back and how like shady he was being behind my back and like all the unnecessary lies he was saying. Like, it's just like he handled that so poorly. And now, you know, Shannon is going to be one of the few people who's actually seen everything. And if the jurors who get knocked straight out of the house and have to vote right away and don't have a chance to see anything, if they're interested in any sort of knowledge from the people on the outside, Shannon is probably the first one they come to. And that knowledge is going to be very biased.
I think that's another important thing is that like half of the jury members aren't going to have the same opportunity to watch back the season as the other half of the jury. So I feel like that's going to create this weird dynamic where some people are informed and some people aren't. And I just feel like they should give everyone all the same information or something somehow in order to make the vote fair. Otherwise, it's, I don't know. I feel like you know less about the season the longer you stay in it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very true. And like, for the record, if you ask me, what's my personal opinion? I think Shannon has every right to be bitter against Ross. I always prefer people to rise above their bitterness, but it's sort of like a Paul thing where, like, I can very easily trace back exactly what Ross did and all of the things he easily could have done to change Shannon's mind about this. And it was just like time after time, he really just rubbed her face in the salt and just like didn't do it very well.
I agree, but I think we expected more from her, didn't we, Melissa?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I figured she would, you know, be like, let's just reward the best player, no matter who it is, no matter what they did to me. But, you know, at the same time, like, I can see Terrence's point that, like, they knew going into it that they weren't going to be a sequestered jury. I mean, if they didn't know that and he still talked behind her back and did all that stuff, I'd be like, well, you know, he didn't know. We don't, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. But they all knew going in that it wasn't going to be a sequestered jury. So they should have known that you can't say that sort of stuff behind their back. I just remember watching, like, you know, she's crying in one room and they go in the other room and they're like, oh God, like, that's so annoying. And it's like, what are you doing? She is definitely going to watch this, because I know the first thing I would watch is that when I'm sad and crying and they're comforting me, what do they do the second they walk in the other room? Are they making fun of me? Are they laughing at me? Are they talking bad about me? Or are they genuinely sorry that I feel this way? And so of course she's going to look at that. And they did a terrible job. I mean, they are actors. They should know that when they walk in the other room, they should be like, oh, poor Shannon. Oh, I feel so terrible.
I know that, but she's a poker player and she's a Big Brother super, super, super duper fan. And I feel like, and you know, as I've told Taryn many times, like, I'm all on board for people to be bitter. Like, I'm cool with that. It's fun. I think it's really interesting when people are bitter and they just cannot be reasoned with, because I can identify with that in some ways. Having said that, I feel like she's such a fan of the show. Like, I expected her to be like, you know, like, I love the fact that he cut my throat, that he totally turned against me, that he got me out of the house and was laughing about it on the way out and was making good TV. Like, I'm so here for that.
I think especially because she's the Big Brother commentator or podcaster, you know, like, you'd think that she talks about strategy all the time. You'd think that she would at least give credit where credit is due.
And you would recognize that the person who is on the block is always the target. And you're going to make, in order to get the house, to rally the house on board, there's always a little bit of ostracizing, even to, you know, sometimes it's like levels of Paul in BB19. And other times it's much smaller, but the people who are voting you out, it's like a death, and they have to feel somewhat okay with the fact that they're voting you out and ending your dream. And the only way they can do that is sort of to make jokes and talk behind your back. And I mean, I feel like the fact that she can't see that, I mean, girl, bye.
Well, I mean, I think we have to remember the fact that, like, this isn't a situation where it was like, you know, I really hate the way you did it, but ultimately it was the right move. This was the wrong move for Ross, and he almost did it even sooner than what was already too soon for him. So, like, I think the combination of, he turned his back on me, I thought we were friends, he lied to me unnecessarily on the day of the eviction, saying, you'll see when you get out, I never had any plans of backdooring you, like, I've been totally true to you. And then she gets out and he's talking about, like, I'm disappointed in her. It's so rude of her to be upset. And then seeing, like, how easily manipulated he was into targeting her when he absolutely shouldn't have. I mean, I think those are a lot of different things to combine to say, okay, he's not necessarily the person I should be voting for. That said, I do agree. Ultimately, I never want to see a hard stance. I never want to see, I will never vote for this person ever. Wait to see who he's up against, you know, compare and contrast, try and figure out who's the better player. Ultimately, you certainly have a lot of reason to not vote for Ross. But to just say, I will vote for anybody over Ross is the kind of thing that gets us, you know, certain kinds of.
I especially think she should wait. Yeah, she should wait until we see even who's in the final, you know, like, because things could change once we get to the final and, you know, it could change her mind. But at this point, I don't like how dead set she is, because I would much prefer her to say, you know, we'll see who plays a better game and that's who I'll vote for. But, you know, it just shows bitterness when you say never.
Yes. All right. So let's quickly go over some of the events that have occurred since the last time we podcasted. Shannon was evicted. As I mentioned, Ross on the way out was did not do himself any favors. Omarosa then ends up winning this dramatic HOH. The house is going to flip. It's going to be great. She targets Ross, the center of everything, and makes a new alliance with James and Mark. And then she nominates Ross and Brandy with the intention to evict Ross. James and Mark are supposed to evict Ross with her. But they decide, you know what? We don't like the women. They're too scary. We need to stick with the guys. We need to keep Ross. So they renege on their deal with Omarosa and make a new deal with Ross and kind of Marissa, because she never really agrees to it. Which this is a decision that we've talked about a bit back and forth. I just think this was a really poor decision on their part. The fact that Marissa is not even saying yes to this deal. She's saying like, can I just have time to think about it? Obviously she's not going to stay loyal to this, Brent. Like is there any good reason for them to do this?
I think that the threat of the women is a big deal to them. And that was, you know, that really, really hammered home the first week. And remember that they lived with the threat of the Women's Alliance for a good, you know, 10, 12 days before we ever saw anybody on the show. So, you know, more, I think that that's really been drilled into their heads and they really are scared of that. And also, I think that Mark and James want to take each other to the final two. So in order to do that, I feel like they need, you know, we know Meta's a little bit iffy. At this point, he's out of the house. Actually, at this point, he wasn't out of the house. Sorry. So Meta's a little bit iffy. And we don't want the gender imbalance to be such where we are going to feel like we are being targeted because we're guys. We want to make sure that we keep that. And I don't really feel like you're gaining a lot by keeping Ross, because he, not that he isn't a guy, he certainly is, but he's always been with the women. He's always been with that side of the house. And I don't feel like you're gaining anything by keeping him in the house. I feel like you're just pissing off Omarosa and still breaking up the four-person alliance by getting rid of Brandy. I feel like Ross was the glue, as you mentioned, between most of the people in the house and most of the deals in the house. And by removing that piece from the board, that you would have gained more in the long run. However, they didn't see it that way. Ultimately, it doesn't matter because he does win the veto. I thought they were nuts by considering that the veto was taking place on live TV to be talking about this and making deals with Ross, which I guess they sort of has to, because, you know, you have to make a call before the veto. But if you renege on your deal with Omarosa, she can put you up on the block, and she might have done that. If Meta didn't want to go home. If Meta didn't want to go home, she was probably going to nominate Mark or James. So, yeah, I think it was a terrible move.
I think she almost definitely would have done it. And that's another reason why it was just like so like their decision would have directly led to their demise. And it that doesn't often happen in such a clear way where it's like they made a decision and it's going to blow up in their face when they should have been safe. And now one of them is going home. But instead, Meta took the bullet for him.
I feel like they could have done it a half hour before the show, where, you know, they talk just amongst them two, Mark and James talk amongst themselves. You don't want to let it get back to Omarosa. You make a deal with Ross. You know what? We'll save you. Me, you, and Marissa, we're going to vote to keep you. Just know that going into the show, that's what's going to happen. Keep it under your hat. But instead, it not only got out, but also Omarosa started to feel like maybe this wasn't such a good idea to get in bed with the guys. And I really want a woman to win the show no matter what. I don't know if she's worrying about her image outside the house, like, with the Me Too movement and wanting to be a part of that, wanting to get back to her democratic roots. I don't know where that's coming from, but obviously she had a change of heart as well.
Well, I think it was because she saw that James and Mark had gone against the deal. It very clearly, it was obvious. They didn't even bother talking to her after they'd made the decision to go with Ross and Marissa.
Right.
So it was very clear. Okay, so and so with their fear of the Women's Alliance creating this new Ross Marissa alliance, they essentially created this women's gathering of like, okay, well, we need to stick together because the guys are. It would have been beautiful. So ultimately, as we talked about, Ross wins the VIP veto and Meta gets sent home. And then we have the HOH competition, which was apparently Just like there was no way a woman was going to win this, according to the people in the house, that this is really designed for a guy to win. And it was down to James and Mark in the end, and James let Mark have it. So Mark is our new HOH, and his targets are Brandy and Ari, with Brandy being the main target and then potentially Omarosa being a secondary target if Brandy gets taken down. How do you feel about this, Melissa?
Not great about it. But I understand why, because they, Brandy and Mark don't get along and Brandy and James don't get along. So I can see why they want to have Brandy be their target, but I just feel like people keep constantly overlooking, Marissa and Ross. I think that they should be the targets, but for some reason, people just keep wanting to work with them. And you know, I get it. And I'm just glad they're not initially going after Omarosa. I'm glad Omarosa is not the main target, because then they'd be, like, just be doing Ross's work for him. So
right.
I'm glad that this is what they're going with, because it could have been worse. But I'm disappointed that they're working so closely with Ross and Marissa without realizing that this whole time Ross and Marissa have been betraying everybody.
Yeah, I don't know why they are working with them, but good on Ross and Marissa for putting in this work, or at least Ross for putting in the work with Mark ahead of time. And then, you know, continuing after the fact to, you know, talk about this four-person deal between the four of them, because Mark and James are really on board with it. They really think this is a big deal. Like, they're on board with this four-person alliance, and they have I'm talking about Ross, has effectively snowed them into thinking that they are with them, and they have protected him and Marissa for this round. This is what annoys the life feeders about the fact that Ross and Marissa apparently, you know, have deals with everybody in the house. But yet it's good gameplay from what I'm seeing. I mean, you have to be protected. And, you know, in the event that your worst nightmare comes true and the person you really don't want to win HOH wins HOH again, you know, this happened to Ross back to back. First Omarosa, now Mark. You know, the people he does not want to win HOH are the people that win HOH. That's what we've always talked about, Taryn, the crux of Big Brother. It's easy to play Big Brother when you're in power. How do you play Big Brother when you're out of power and power shifts back to the other side of the house? I feel like he's done an effective job at that. And I feel like, of course, I'm going to indict Mark and James for their idiotness in wanting to believe Ross and Marissa. However, Ross has done good work while the rest of the house has been sleeping. Mm-hmm. So of course they're going to go. Why wouldn't they go with Ross and Marissa when Brandy has been openly hostile to Mark?
I know that's the thing that's disappointing to me, is that, like, they have an opportunity to get to Mark. I mean, Mark doesn't really technically have an alliance with anybody except for maybe James, and they have an opportunity to get to him right now and say, look, you know, Ross and Marissa, they've been running this whole thing. They've been lying to everybody. We got to get them out, or else they're going to steamroll to the end. And Brandy and Ari aren't doing anything. I feel like they're taking their lumps, and they've accepted that they're going to be nominated. And it's just, I feel like there's so much that could be doing right now, and they're not doing anything, whereas Ross is really putting in the time and energy that it takes to get an HOH on your side. And I mean, even if Mark is like, oh, I'm not going to talk to anybody except for James and Ross, you know, they could talk to James. Like, there is an in here, and they're just not even really trying for it.
I feel like they think, though, if they remove Ross from the board, if they nominate Ross and Marissa, that they're going to be doing, again, other people's work for them. Their worst nightmare is putting Ross and Marissa up. Ross goes home. Mark can't play for HOH. And so it's just James against all the women. And the women come after Mark and James. They're out of the house. And they're like, why did you go after Ross in the first place? So I feel like that's where they're coming from in the house right now.
Yeah, and I will say, in terms of at least with for Ari, because Brandy is obviously the target here and will more than likely be the one going home, so she should be throwing anything she can at the wall. But for Ari especially, who's not the target, it doesn't really make sense to try and get James to go against Ross, because, like, A, it's not going to happen, and B, it blows her spot up in a way that, like, Ross is the one that is going to, if the veto is used, get get Mark to nominate somebody like Omarosa. And so like if the veto is used and it looks like Omarosa is not going up, then maybe at that point you need to start, you know, saying maybe we need to take out Ross. But I think at the moment, Ari's doing everything that she should be doing, especially considering that like she is probably the biggest threat left in the house, but they're not going after her yet. But Brandy is just kind of lying down at this point. And one of the reasons potentially is because she has this outside of the game relationship with Ross. You know, Marissa is somebody that's basically lying down on the train tracks for Ross. And Brandy is also, surprisingly, somebody that's kind of doing that. She's not really somebody that's willing to go outside of this this outside of the game relationship. And it's something that I think we had suspected for a little while, but it seems to be more confirmed recently. One of the reasons why this alliance has been so strong, all of the times Shannon tried to break these people up, and I kept saying it's so weird because Brandy just keeps going back to Ross. Now we sort of know why. And I think that's another interesting aspect of the strategic layout of the game and of Ross's game, because for as well as Ross is doing at the moment, we also have to remember that if not for that veto win, and or Meta quitting, he would have been gone at this Monday eviction. And also, I think it would have been disastrous for his game if he had been able to go through with the Shannon eviction the week prior. He's playing a very high risk, high reward kind of game. And he's gotten lucky a couple times, so now he's in a really great spot. So I don't want to say he's like top tier, like mastermind, puppet master kind of dude, but he is in a really good spot because he's gotten some lucky breaks and he's playing hard enough that he does have a deal with everyone. So Ross, a very interesting player. I enjoy watching him play. I know some people don't enjoy the deals with everyone kind of play, but it is interesting to see him run all over the place constantly. But again, part of that high risk is the jury factor, and I'm not sure he has that either.
I think he can still win the game, though. I know mm-hmm. that a few people on the outside are like, you know what, we're not going to vote for Ross. But I feel like all the people in the house currently right now, I feel like all of them would vote for Ross. Maybe not Omarosa, but everyone else. They would all vote for Ross.
If it was Mark and Marissa in the end, I think Ross would win.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think Ross beats Marissa easily. I think most people beat Marissa easily, to be honest, especially outside of the house. But maybe the people inside the house might see it differently because they're all saying like, oh, Marissa, she's such a big jury threat. So it's hard to tell because it's such a different perspective that each of the half of the jury will have.
Right.
But I do think that Ross's best bet is against Marissa. I'm not sure that Ross realizes that. He might want to go with somebody like Mark, who might be another easy beat, but it's also a more dangerous thing though, because like at least Marissa has played the same game that Ross has, only not as well. So it's very easy to beat Marissa. Whereas Mark, who maybe hasn't done much, he certainly won an HOH now, has also not pissed people off. So he has more potential to beat you that way.
And you could argue that's his strategy, to lay low, super, super low, and then kind of come out near the end and win HOH and, you know, come out of the woodwork. So that could be argued by people, even though maybe that might not be the case.
Yes. Right now, the feeds came back right around when we started this podcast. Ari and Brandy are up on the block. Brandy is the target at the moment. And if the veto is used, James and Mark are not entirely sure what they're going to do. Certainly, Ross is going to try to get them to put Omarosa up, at which point I believe that they will all vote Omarosa out. But James and Mark know that that's what's going to happen if they put Omarosa up. So they have considered, if somebody comes down, maybe we have to put up somebody like Marissa in order to ensure that one of Brandy or Ari goes home. But they don't want to lose Ari. They do want to lose Brandy. So it could be depending on who gets vetoed. If Brandy gets vetoed, maybe they send Omarosa out. If Ari gets vetoed, maybe they put up Marissa in order to ensure Brandy goes. So that's another thing we should talk about. The Ari factor here. They all consider her to be such a huge threat in the game, a huge jury threat. She's like just so likable and nice. And they think that like she's so dangerous, but they all None of them want to get her out. None of them, all of them want to see her win. Omarosa has talked. I want Ari to win. Marissa, I want Ari to be in the final three with us. I would love to see Ari win. Brandy, Ari, I want you to win over me. So many people want Ari to win. She has, we talked about this, Melissa, on the update. She has that JT from Survivor factor where it's just like, what is happening? Why do people want you to win so bad? Brent, do you have any theories on this?
I mean, just social game, baby. I mean, it's the, you know, Big Brother 101. Get people to like you and not want to get rid of you. I also think that the nature of the show as it stands right now, where there are like, what, 8 people left in the game? And they're looking around going, oh, we're still a little ways to the end. We have time to get rid of her. Of course, they don't. They don't know what's coming down the tracks. I mean, it's 5 days until the end now. But it feels a long way away. When you have 8 people in the house, you're like, oh, I don't want to get rid of her right now. I'd rather get rid of people that are annoying me. I know she's a threat, but I can get rid of her. Like, you know, final 5, final 4. And, you know, I she's just a lovely person. And I like spending my time with her. That's just core reality TV, social game, end of story.
Yeah, I really like the way she's playing. You don't really see it very often where it's really just an honest game, but it's very blunt. Like, she'll just say, oh, well, we're getting you out, or we're putting you up, or whatever she has to say. And she hasn't really been like lying or going behind people's backs, really. It's really just upfront and brutally honest, I think. I think that she goes behind their backs in that, like, she doesn't tell them about things, but I think that if they were to come up to her and ask, like, are you going to put me up? She would say, yeah, I'm going to put you up.
She's like Jason from Big Brother 3, where she's just like so nice and likable that even though she's being really shady, people don't really see that she's being really shady. And even if they saw exactly what she was doing, they'd be like, you know, oh, good for Ari. She's playing the game.
Well, the reason that we're calling her a goddess is because she is just amazing. And like when she was getting Marissa to consider flipping against Ross when they were desperately trying to save Brandy, that was just some of the best work that I've seen in a while.
That was great.
Where it's just, you know, figuring out what makes your victim tick and then using that against them. Like when she brought up her son and what would your son think? I mean, that shows one.
Who do you want to disappoint?
That she's listened to her. I mean, that she, you know that she knows that this is an important part of her life, that she watches the show, that she's a fan. And how am I going to get her to flip? Because she loves Ross to death. So what's the one thing I can do to make her turn against Ross here? And, you know, what would your son want you to do here? You know, who do you want to disappoint? And I feel like that was just great, great work. But it didn't come off as – it was underhanded, but it wasn't rat floaterish, which is what's annoying the feeders right now. So that's an amazing balance to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The only person who seems willing to take a shot at Ari at the moment is Ross.
Right.
Ross, again, he has this outside of the house relationship with Brandy. He would prefer to see Ari go over Brandy. He floated this by Marissa, who was like, no, right. No. Ari is coming with us. I don't care if you have a final 2 with Brandy. That doesn't matter. That doesn't mean you need to protect them the whole way. And Ross is like, actually, I think that is what a final 2. And she's like, no, Ari is in our final 3. End of story. We are not taking Ari out. I don't think Ross can get the numbers to take Ari out. His only hope would be to turn against Marissa and try to convince James to vote, James and Mark to essentially vote with him to take Ari out over Brandy. James and Mark have discussed the idea, like, is Ari more of a threat? Probably. But Brandy is probably a better competitor, and she's also, like, just annoying, and we don't like her, and she's a bully. I mean, the way that James was talking about Ari, he was like, man, Ari is just the best. Like, she was talking to me about Brandy, and she's like, yeah, she's even mean to me sometimes. Like, Brandy's just so mean. And James, like, James is like, I'm anti-bullying. Like, I was bullied as a kid, so, like, I want to stick up for Ari. Like,
oh,
it's just like there's always a reason to be on Ari's side. It's great. I love seeing this kind of game. I really hope it's rewarded. I hope that there isn't some tomfoolery at the end that starts to mess things up. But Ari doing a great job for sure. Still in some danger this week. There is a chance that Ross can get into James and Mark's ear and convince them Ari is a bigger threat. But at the moment, Brandy seems to be the one most likely to go home, and then probably Omarosa before Ari as well. So we'll see what happens.
Again, Vito, you know, again, last season, a lot of times the Vito didn't make a difference. You know, Hill's mean, Hill, I need to figure, I've done that twice now where there's a phrase where, like, with a bean and a hill. Hill's being more the difference. I don't know. The Josh. Point is, I know, right? Oh my gosh. The point is that DeVito was not a big deal last season. And this season, I feel like every round it's a big deal. Like if the wrong person gets the veto, then we're really going to have to change the game. And because it's a big deal whether or not Brandy goes home or Omarosa goes home.
It is.
Yes, it doesn't amount to a hill of beans. That's the phrase I'm looking for.
I have never heard
literally
that
never heard that terrible. Phrase before in my life.
Yeah, well,
what is a hill of beans? How do you create a hill of beans?
I'm not sure, but it's a phrase. The funny part is that my best friend, who I play slots with, I say things all the time that he's like, I've never heard of that phrase in my life. Like I said, like, you know, get your goat the other day. He's like, is that a Brent phrase? And I'm like, yeah. You know, and then I used the word apropos the other day. He was like, that's another Brent word, isn't it? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, just shut up. Like, these are not dated words.
Neither of those were Brent words. Those are perfectly acceptable. Hell okay, of beans, you, though, is crazy.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so let's get to the stock watch, which is not made of a hill of beans. We'll go quickly through this. We'll start with Ross, who I think we've talked about Ross extensively. I do think he has a good shot at winning at this point. He's weathered many of the storms. I don't see him leaving anytime soon, especially if there's some kind of weird stuff at the end. I don't know how many people will take him to the final two if that's what he's relying on, but I think he has a decent chance of making it there regardless. So I am going to buy Ross. What do you think, Melissa?
I think I'm going to hold Ross because I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, I feel like he's on people's radars and I don't necessarily see him getting through super easily to the end. So I'm just gonna sit there with him for a bit.
I will buy Ross, and I think he has a pretty relatively easy road to the end, my opinion only. And I also think that many people there would be willing to go to the end with Ross. And I also think that Ross could win a jury vote. I know that Shannon is saying she won't vote for Ross, but I think it's conceivable he could be there with Marissa, in which case she'd have to pick one of them. And the other thing is that most of the people in the house aren't going to see what Ross was saying. And I know we've said in the past, well, you know, that this person's outside the house or this person maybe was the first member of the jury and they'll get to these other people, even when they're sequestered, and say, you know, oh, you should vote for this. But it's you know, live television, things are moving fast. I don't really believe that Shannon's going to have much sway over what the rest of these people who are evicted later are thinking. So I think Ross, you should buy.
All right. Well, let's talk about James, who, again, is kind of a person who, like, kind of should have been in a spot where maybe he got evicted last night or Monday. Yeah, Monday night. But he's still in the game and he has his closest ally who just won the HOH, which means he's eligible for the next HOH. He is by far the best competitor in the house, especially when it comes to athletic competitions. I think if he gets to the end, he probably gets there with Mark, who I think he beats. And I think he has a chance at beating a decent amount of people now. I think he's kind of begrudgingly earned a lot of people's respect just for the pure fact that he's still in the house. So I'm also going to buy James. What do you think, Brent?
I'm going to buy James as well. And I can't even believe I'm saying that. I would never have thought this even a week ago. I didn't think he could win the game. I thought there's no way that he's going to get five votes from these celebrities. They're going to look at him like he's a weasel. He's the youngest guy in the cast. And we're just not going to award him the money. We're not going to, you know, we'd rather give it to Meta World Peace or something like that. Somebody like that, you know. But now I feel like that he's, as you say, grudgingly earned their respect. He's played hard. He's been genuinely nice while this is happening. He's not blown up at anybody. He's not, you know, really talk smack behind their back. And I feel like that most of the people who are out of the house right now, if James is in the final two, would be willing to vote for him. Like, I feel like Shannon, Meta, Keisha, like, it's like he kind of didn't, you kind of even can't believe it. It's kind of the same thing with Omarosa, where you're like, I can't believe that I actually kind of like this person. But yeah, they kind of won me over. And I feel like he's done a good enough job. So bye, James, stop.
Yeah, I buy James as well. He totally won me over. I was totally surprised. I mean, his initial interviews, I was like, this guy, I'm going to hate him. But he's been very genuine and very composed throughout the whole time, even when people are, you know, trying to get him and get him riled up. Like, he just maintains his composure, and he's been genuinely nice to people, even after they've been mean to him, like Brandy or whoever. You know, I like him a lot. I think that, especially, I mean, he definitely has the best chance to win competitions down the stretch, which is going to be even more important as we get closer. And I think that the fact that he has been able to stay this long with everybody trying to get him since day one, I think that that's going to be very impressive. And I think he's going to be able to communicate that in a final two speech, or I don't even know if we're going to have to do that. But if he does, I think he could totally take it.
I love a Doom Tribe in the chat said that I have been douchematized. It's not douchematized. I'm not, you know, it's not like last time with Cody, but I mean, it's not about me. That's the thing. It's about how I see the other people in the house seeing James, and even the people on the outside. That's where I'm thinking this is coming from.
I think he's right in that sweet spot of, he's kind of been the underdog all season long. He's never truly had a lot of power, which has sort of dampened the douchiness of his personality. Right. You know, we see the occasional, this person came after me, well, they're going home, obviously, because I'm the best ever. And it's kind of amusing because you know he's not. So instead of it being like, in Ross's position, like bragging or whatever, you can find it amusing.
That's totally accurate. I'm just thinking back on his like DR sessions, and like, if he was in a position of power while saying those things, I would be hating him right now. But the fact that he's like been such an underdog this whole time and really hasn't had like any friends besides Mark, it makes me think, oh, he's just being ridiculous. Oh, haha, these DRs are just can't, like, so campy, and he's just kind of like doing it for the camera. And I just know I would hate him if he was in power at all throughout the season.
Yeah, yes, when he was in the diary room going, you know, I can't remember who's the HOH, maybe Omarosa, I forget who was, but he said, remember the last person that tried to get me out of the house? How did that go for them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it was all about him, but it was so endearing. I just loved it.
What happened to them is they quit the game.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with you, James. And you also have not gotten Ari out yet, nor do you have plans to at the moment. JJ says, hashtag dampened douchiness. I like it. So moving on, let's talk about Mark, who I think also has sort of risen in estimation. He has played an intentionally low-key game. He's now stepped up. I do think that he could have gone home last night as well, due to the poor decision to turn on Omarosa in the way that they did. However, he has escaped that. He is now in power at the moment. His closest ally is probably the favorite to win the next HOH. The problem is, who does he beat in the end? He plans on taking James, but I do think James beats him. So he'd need an alternative plan there, and I don't think he has one. So I'm not quite ready to buy Mark. I think I don't want to sell him either, just because I do think he has an opportunity to win, just because he's so likable. He hasn't hurt anyone. He hasn't pissed anyone off. But I'm just gonna hold on Mark. What do you think, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm going to hold on him as well, because, you know, there is a chance that he wins. I mean, think about if he goes to the end with Omarosa or someone like that, like where people are like, I can't justify voting for this because I don't want the first winner of Celebrity Big Brother to be Omarosa or something like that. And the fact that he stepped it up and won HOH this week is good. And I think that if he keeps this up and he keeps winning, or he wins a veto, or he does something else, I think he would have a good chance. But he hasn't done that stuff yet. So I want to hold.
Whenever we do these things, I'm rarely fancy about it. So I don't do the whole thing. I'm going to say sell. And the reason I'm going to say sell is because I don't think he can win. I certainly think he's safe. For the time being, I think people always go after James. Even if it's a normal season, I think maybe even I might think even a little bit more highly of him, but considering the way I think the end game is going to play out, I don't think there are many people who would pick him to go to the end, and we're guessing that, obviously, that's speculation. But I also think that he would have trouble in a jury vote against his intended final two person, and I think he would have trouble in the jury with any of the remaining people in the house, even Marissa or Omarosa, I feel like he would have trouble against, because he hasn't taken much of the game seriously. He's willingly told people that he's throwing competitions. I know he won this one, but this one was also handed to him. So I don't know that he's going to get a lot of credit for this.
Yeah, I just think Mark is somebody that stands the most to benefit from one of these crazy finale of Five People Left twists, because he does seem like one of the more obvious goats in terms of like, who am I picking out of four people? I guess Mark. And if you get there to the end, you've got a shot, because juries can be pretty unpredictable. So I wouldn't quite count him out yet, but I'm also not going to buy on Mark. So let's talk about Ari, who I have talked a lot about already, and obviously I'm a buy on Ari. How do you think Ari's going to do, Brent?
Buy, and I don't think anything needs to be said. She's a goddess. I love her. She's great. Social game is on point. And the only person that she needs to fear is Ross. And I'm sort of seeing whether or not she can figure that out or not. I don't think she has really figured out that Ross is on to her. I know that she was trying to get rid of Ross, but that was only to save Brandy. Now that they're both safe, at least for the time being, I think that she's back in the Ross camp, and that's not a good idea.
God knows.
I'm by all the way. And also, if she gets to the end, I mean, think about it. They're not going to want to give her second place with her history. So yeah. I could definitely see them voting, like giving it to her and being like, we can't like take something like this away from her now.
I think Ari is the person that beats everyone in the final two. There's nobody that she loses. If she gets there, she wins. I think she's the one that stands the most to lose from one of these crazy Five People Left in the finale twists, because I don't think anybody chooses her when they have lots of other options. And she is like very well positioned to sneak by, and then all of a sudden she's in the final three, and then maybe someone makes a mistake because they like her so much and they take her to the end, or she wins the final HOH and she brings herself to the end. But if she has to get chosen with a bunch of people next to her, or there's some kind of competition, you know, gate, then I think that's where she gets into trouble and becomes our robbed goddess of the season. Let's talk about Brandy, who seems to be on her way out. We were high on her at this time last week because it was Ari and Brandy. I think we've kind of come to realize that Ari was probably the stronger in the pair. Brandy seems to have laid down a bit and just kind of been like, all right, you know, it's fine. Her loyalty to Ross has really hurt her a lot. So I'm going to sell on Brandy. She is the most likely to go home this week. What do you think, Melissa?
Yep, I agree. Unfortunately, sell Brandy. I don't know if I see her making it through this week, or I guess it's not a week, I guess making it through this next eviction cycle, unless she wins veto. Unfortunately, I don't really see her winning.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I'm going to buy. And the reason I'm going to buy is because that it's just been the course of this season where the intended target, it doesn't work out like you think it's going to. I feel like Omarosa is going to go out this cycle. I think Brandy's going to ultimately be saved somehow by the veto, whether or not she wins it or gets taken down. And I think Mark's probably going to make a mistake here and put up Omarosa. So if that's true, Brandy survives, then her final two deal with Ross is still on. And I think that she would also benefit from this sort of twist, because I feel like the person at the end who's most likely to win a final five, whatever, take a person to the end challenge is Ross, considering that he is, as noted in the chat room, has tied Shannon for competition wins on the season. And if that's true, and he's also a big fan, and if that's true, then I feel like he'll take Brandy to the end.
I agree. I think that's how Brandy wins, is Ross takes her thinking he can beat her because they have this final two. And then I do think she beats Ross. But I think if she has the option, she probably takes Ari and loses to Ari. So it's one of those interesting situations where she kind of has to lose that final HOH in order to win. It's the woo situation. So let's talk about Marissa, who it's just hard seeing Marissa winning this game. It's difficult. Maybe the people in the house respect her more than people watching the show. Mm-hmm. She can maybe beat somebody like Omarosa, potentially someone like Mark. So I don't want to completely, count her out, but I do want to sell on Marissa. I just don't think she has the killer instinct to get there with the right person. So, I'm selling Marissa. Brent, do you agree?
Yep, selling Melissa.
Wow. It's not just Taryn.
Guess who's been all? Guess who's
about ready to say your name?
I've been on point all episode long.
Right?
And Brent, not only did he say your name, he sold you. He sold you.
Yeah,
he's out on
heck?
You.
Yeah.
I'm selling down the river. No, I was going to say that Melissa, I'm selling Marissa because I don't think she can win the game. And that's what we're talking about here is winning the game. I just don't see someone that she can beat at the end. And I also think that she'll make a mistake at the end and take somebody that she shouldn't take to the end, like Ari. And she'll make a mess of it. She's such a mess right now.
Yeah, I see that as well. So I'm unfortunately going to have to sell Marissa.
Yes.
My almost namesake.
Yeah.
Now I feel like all of us have now said it wrong except for Melissa herself. So let's wait for Melissa to call Marissa Melissa. finally, yeah. Let's talk about Omarosa, who was in a good spot after that HOH clutch win, but then Meta decided to quit. And James and Mark decided to go against this deal that wasn't in their best interest to do so. And all of a sudden, she seems to be back on the bottom, potentially going home this week, potentially going home in the double eviction. And still, even if she gets to the end, probably has a hard time winning. Unfortunately, I think I do have to sell Omarosa as well. Melissa, do you agree?
I'm going to hold on Omarosa because if I know Omarosa, she's going to find some way to somehow get her way through it and make it to the end and win. So, you know, I'm just going to hold on her because I think that she can at least make it through this week and then things can always switch up.
Yeah, I'm going to sell, actually, and that kills me to say that. I think the jig is up with Omarosa, and she's given us a wonderful season. And I do feel like that somehow Brandy's going to come down. She's going to go. Omarosa's going to go up, and she's going to go out. And she's going to be the first person evicted on Friday night, which kills me to say. Let's hope that doesn't happen, though, because
I would love to
see her in the game.
Yeah, I do. I think Meta leaving was the death knell for Omarosa's game.
Yep.
She was riding high just a few days earlier, and then it just all came crashing down. And it's hard to see how she builds it back up at this point. So let's take some questions. I have one from Dominic on Twitter who asks, out of the remaining house guests, who are the ones that are actually hungry to win this season? I think now we've gotten to a point where it's the majority of them. I think, you know, James, Ross, Ari, Omarosa are all really hungry for it. I think Mark is pretty hungry for it. I think Brandy is somewhat hungry for it. And then Marissa is, I don't know. I don't even know if she has an appetite.
Yeah, it's the friendship with Marissa. She's there for best friends camp, but she just wants everybody to love her and be happy. So, yeah, no, she's not there to win.
I think she is. I think that.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I do think she's there to win. I think that right now, I think she's saying a lot to people, like to make them believe that she's just there to prop them up and help them. But I think that if it came down to it, I think she would do what it takes to win. I think she would think about her son and how he's such a fan of the game, and he wouldn't want her to just lie down and die and give it away to somebody else. I absolutely think that she's trying to build up people's egos and make them think that she's, you know, just there to help them. Or at least that's my hope. So, you know, at this point, I think they're all pretty hungry to win. I'm actually pleasantly surprised with how hungry they are.
I think in a regular season, Taryn, I feel like Marissa would probably make the right choice and have time to contemplate and think, okay, what should I really do here for my son? What should I do? But in a sped up season like this, I feel like that she's on a train to nowhere.
Yeah, I will say if she does like Netta Ross or like, you know, final three, Ross is like, Marissa won. She's going to take me. I'm going to win this game. And then she's like, I'm taking Omarosa, and then wins the game. I'd be pretty happy with that. I think that would be a good ending.
Can I just say, I've been waiting for somebody, and maybe I'm going to have to do this myself. I'm just going to have to get on Big Brother and do it myself and get to the final three and win the final HOH. I really want somebody to get to the final HOH, win it, and say, like, Dick in Big Brother 8, you know what? Taryn, get out. I just want that to happen. I want Marissa to say, Ross, get out. Like, I'm sorry.
I still mourn the final three speech Dan would have given if he had won that final three HOH.
Yeah, that was a lot of horror movie. An overwrought deer. Yeah.
Well, it would have been great. All right. So we have one from Jill who asks, who would be the most deserving final two pairing? I think this is an interesting question. I think it's as most deserving, quote unquote, deserving final two pairings are, this is probably the least likely to happen. But I do think it's probably Ari and Ross together. I think they're probably the most deserving players left at this point. If however you want to define deserving, Melissa, you agree?
Yeah, I think Ari and Ross, or add James into that. Maybe Omarosa. I don't know. But I do think, as much as I'm constantly frustrated with Ross's game because I don't necessarily think he's making the best moves for himself, he is running around like a crazy person and trying his hardest. So, you know, he's putting in effort and putting in work. And I think that should be rewarded.
Yeah, I feel like it's Ari and Ross. It's not James. Respectfully disagree, but only because he doesn't really know where the bodies are buried. He's been so in the dark most of this time throughout most of the season, has been saved by the grace of other people's mistakes, other people's decisions, and he thinks it's because of him. So I guess I'm indicting him a little bit because he at times, and it's lovely, it's charming, he thinks he saved himself when in reality it had nothing to do with him.
Yes. Question from Chow Cat. Do you see it as a problem that 3 out of 9 members of the jury are going to be voting just off their experience in the game, while the other 6 are going to be voting after watching the whole season from home? We've talked about this briefly, but do you guys see this as a problem? Is this a fault in the game, Brent?
No, this happens all the time. It happens on a regular season where somebody or even 1 or 2 people get evicted from the house. They barely have time to go to jury. Sometimes they don't even go to jury. I think the final 4 person doesn't even go to jury. They just go to the round table and then they go to a hotel and then they vote. So obviously the final 3 person just is evicted and they immediately have a microphone stuck in their face saying vote now for who you want to win after they just had their dreams crushed on live television. So no, it's just there's just a few more people. That's all. But it's the same thing all over again.
Yeah, but I feel like there's a difference between being in jury and getting different stories from different people and actually watching all the feeds. I feel like, I mean, I don't know if any of them are actually going to watch any of the feeds, but if they're actually watching the feeds, they can see the strategy behind it. They can see what people were saying behind other people's backs. They can get a lot more information that I think would influence the votes.
I think that obviously they're not going to watch the feeds because these are celebs, what we're talking about, but their fans will send them the worst parts of what some people said to them. And I feel like that's really the hardest part for me to wrap my head around, because they're going to see things, but not in context. I know Shannon has been sent things by people on Twitter, like, you know, did you see Ross said this about you? Did you see Marissa was doing this behind your back? But she doesn't really have a sense of the context and the timeline of events under which that was happening. It just makes them look bad to her. And she's sort of internalizing that right now. So I feel like that's a bit of an indictment on her that she's not able to see past that and recognize that this is just one small piece of the puzzle.
I will say, and I'm sure I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I think the thing that solves this issue, if there is one, is lengthy final two questioning from the jury.
Good luck with that. Yeah, can Santa Claus also come down as well?
Yes. Look, you poo-poo it all the time, but if we were together in this, if we worked together, we could make a difference, Brent. But you're just the pessimist. You prevent change. You stagnate progress.
Oh my god, break it up, you two.
Because I honestly actually kind of like this idea. If they had time to question the jury, it is the closest thing to what I would love to see happen, which is an individually sequestered jury who then has to speak to the jury the final two to get their stories and see what they believe and what they don't. I kind of like the fact that they're not going to be as influenced by the other jurors, especially by watching the show. It could be interesting to see how they vote potentially depending on the answers to these people's questions, because they might be revealing things for the first time. So it could be interesting, but again, there's so much to pack into that final episode that I doubt there's going to be time for that. And we're probably, again, just going to be disappointed. So, another question from Dominic, who asks, has Mark been playing the role of a weak player who always has compliments for everyone, or is that genuinely who he is? What part of his gameplay do you think was planned, if any? Melissa, what do you think about Mark?
I don't really think any of Mark's gameplay was planned in advance. I think that he's kind of just going with it, and he ended up not being in a position of power most of the time, and he didn't really try to get in power. He kind of just figured it was working for him to not be in power because he was able to skate by each week. And, you know, I don't know. It's tough because when he talks about the game to people, he speaks really intelligently about it. So you're like, okay, he knows what's going on. He knows what, you know, the game is about, but yet he hasn't really implemented any of those thoughts. So, you know, I don't really know about him. I don't really know what his strategy is.
Friend, yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say that I feel like that the sugar gay thing that we were all talking about with Mark coming into the house is so far removed from the guy that he truly is right now. I mean, he's such a warm, good-hearted person. It seems like to me with a really wicked sense of humor in the diary room, and he has a good view of how like the world sees himself. Again, that was 15 years ago. That thing that happened with that fight with that kid, I think, and I didn't even know what I was like 15 years ago. So I think that we were all worried about him behaving like that. I remember we were doing preview podcasts going, you know, if he goes off on somebody like he did with this kid, then, you know, he's really not going to last long in this game. And of course, he's been anything but that. He's been a total gentleman the entire time. So, Yeah, I feel like that more than anything, he's just who he is. What you're seeing is the Mark that is truly the Mark that exists right now. And I feel like that most of this is not planned. The one thing I will say is that he has done a little bit better job than I thought, because he said that he knew that winning early HOHs is a bad deal. He was throwing them, but he also made the mistake of telling Ross he was throwing them, which sort of defeats the purpose of throwing them in the first place.
Yes. All right. Final question from Schmalex. How likely are we to have another season of Celebrity Big Brother US? There was an article that was released recently where Julie said this could become an annual thing. I thought it was poor timing because it was released right after that very disappointing Monday episode. And I think everybody would have been cheering this article if it had been a day before. But I think there's still a lot of potential in the format. It's probably a good thing. The ratings have been good. The ratings have been particularly good, especially competing against the Olympics. The fact that Julie is talking about the fact that we may be seeing more of it. I think we have a pretty decent chance. Do you agree, Brent?
Yeah, pretty decent chance. They've seen how hard the celebs play. And I feel like they have a good sense now of the mistakes that have happened. I mean, obviously the fact that they've had two basic quits has got to kill them. I feel like they can nip that in the bud for season two and figure out a way around this. Melissa, I don't know how contracts go, but it seems to me that there's something they can put in the contract where if you actively campaign to be removed from the house, that feels like a quit to me. And there should be no legal difference between the two, but maybe I'm just smoking crack. No, maybe that's not really a possibility.
They need to figure out some way to fix it. And, you know, honestly, reality show contracts are just so bad for the participant and very good for the network. So, you know, they could really just put in whatever they want. It might be hard because they're celebrities, but, you know,
there's celebrities that want to play. If you get celebrities that want to play, like, yeah, you know, obviously yeah. They reached out and pulled a few of these out of their butt. And if you can, I mean, I have to believe after watching this season that there are going to be a lot of celebs out there who are like, you know what, I'll give that a shot. That was actually pretty fun.
Well, especially because the ratings are so good for it. I think that they might see it as an opportunity for them rather than like if this had turned out to be a disaster, they'd be like, oh boy, get me away from that. But I think if they're looking for more publicity, this could be huge.
I mean, I was asked on Twitter if, like how enforceable would it be to try to say, oh, well, you can't like campaign for yourself to go home, or you can't like wish it upon, like, couldn't you then as a player just do it subtly? Like, is it easy to establish that legal boundary in a contract, Melissa?
I mean, it depends how they want to do it. It's totally possible. But at the same time, like if someone wants to really subtly get people to vote them out, I feel like that's a very different situation than them being like, okay, please, it wouldn't be a quit really if someone was just messing up and making it so people wanted to evict them. I feel like that's very different, and I wouldn't mind watching that as much as I mind watching someone just being like, please evict me. So, yeah. You know, it really just depends how they want to go about it.
I think it's also something where it's like, I think this only works on a live show like that, because if you have a whole week or even a couple days, that's when, you know, Meta can campaign to Omarosa to put him on the block. But she's never going to do it if she has lots of buffer time to like think of it on her own. But when confronted during a live show or right before a live show, and you have to make the decision right then and there, and everyone's looking at you and everyone's saying like, you got to do this, everyone, like that's when it's okay, fine, whatever. And that's
right. And typically when people want to quit, they usually go into the diary room and then somehow they're convinced once they come out to stay. So you don't have that sort of, you know, outlet of going into the DR in the middle of a live show. So I think that they were able to keep Meta for so long is because whenever he wanted to quit, they would talk to him about it in the DR and be like, no, you've got to stay, and just convince him to stay. But when you've got that live show going on, there's not really much that production can do.
Yeah. All right. So do you guys have any final thoughts on this week in Celebrity Big Brother? This is probably going to be our last roundtable of this season, yes, because we will all be on the finale coverage on Sunday night. We will be there, all three of us, to talk about the finale of Celebrity Big Brother, we'll argue then, and you won't need to hear us argue another time, but we will be back for Big Brother Canada 6.
Yeah.
When that starts up, and it's like what, like a week or two before PBCAN 6 starts.
Yeah, March 7th. Yeah,
not much gap time there. Well, there'll probably be like continuous. I'll continue doing feed updates. Just I'll talk about my life or something. any final thoughts, guys?
Nope. Good to go. Nope.
All right.
I want to watch skating, Taryn. Let's move it along.
All right. Well, I think the hashtag, what was it? Dampered.
Dampened douche.
Dampened douchiness. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hashtag dampened douchiness. Unless anyone has any better ideas. I like that one.
I saw hashtag kill of beans, but whatever. Yeah. I like the douche thingy.
Hashtag I like the douche thingy. make sure you check out the Taryn Show. I just released an episode with Adam Bongiovanni. Melissa, you beat him in So You Think You Can Podcast.
Yeah. That was a tough competition. I'm excited to listen
ago.
To
yes.
I heard he's a former YouTuber. Like I saw the tagline. It said former YouTuber. I'm like, former YouTuber?
Yes. Like, he's not a YouTuber anymore? Whoa. No,
he's out of the biz.
Oh,
I guess
okay.
We'll have to listen and find out.
You got to listen. Why did he quit? What is he doing now?
I will listen to it because I'm because as a fellow YouTuber, he was, you know, almost had as many subscribers as Adam. Just kidding. I would like to know a little bit more about that. So
it's interesting. He's also had some interesting online interactions with former Big Brother players and Survivor players, including one very indecent request.
Oh, really?
Scandalous.
We will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds. And then again, after the episode airs, I believe Eric Stein will be with us to recap the Wednesday night episode of Celebrity Big Brother. So make sure you check that out. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taryn. Brent is at One Lucky Gay. And Melissa is at It's Melissa with 3 A's. So for Brent and Melissa, I am Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag dampened douchiness. See you next time.